You are listening to Let's Talk Tribe, the official Let's Go Tribe podcast.
Swung and lined to deep left field. It is gone! Hit well. Deep right. Batista's going to wave goodbye. Start the fireworks show.
This is Let's Talk Tribe, the official Let's Go Tribe podcast, episode 155. I am your host, Matt Lyons, and in this week's episode, we'll have one old Merritt meatball, talk about the roster options the Indians went through over the past week, discuss the Indians and their being a contender or not a contender this past season, talk about Nick Whitgren being just clutch enough, and we'll answer your questions, of course. Joining me for all that and more is another Mr. Merritt Rolfing. Merritt, how you doing?
I'm very well, Matt. It's a beautiful day here in the nation's capital. There's no tension in the air at all as we record on Monday the 2nd. It's a calm, normal day. No one cares about anything and everyone's happy. It's great. Having a great time.
Yeah, you know, we didn't time this very well. The fact that we haven't recorded a month and then this is the day we're going to have one. I'm sure tomorrow everybody's just going to want a mediocre baseball podcast to listen to. They want a distraction.
At least we're not the Baseball Writers Association of America announcing our gold glove winners at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, election day. You huge idiots. Jesus Christ.
Good foresight there. See, maybe when everything's on fire, the podcast will be what's blaring over the speakers. It's like
a
dystopian Half-Life 2 thing where you just hear it over the PA system. I'll just repeat Nick Whitgren over and over again in
just
a deep
two
voice.
Two cackling idiots making bad jokes about baseball. The classic style of the baseball podcast. Two relatively unfunny men talking about statistics. Everyone loves it.
With a vague reference to baseball once in a while.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been a little while, man. Yeah.
It has been. It's been it's been nice to get away for a little while. I went on a nice little tropical vacation. I didn't do anything. There's a pandemic going on. I sat in my apartment. It's been great, though. I hope you've also had a nice time.
Yeah, I bought a Nintendo 64 like a normal adult does during
Fuck
a pandemic.
Fuck yeah. It's... All right. Good expense.
I got a free CRT TV from someone, and then I hooked up an N64 to it, and I've been playing Diddy Kong Racing, man.
Thanks. You got your CRT set. You know what this needs? A Nintendo 64.
Exactly. You can have one of the other. There's no stand because, I mean, I just haven't found. I'm determined to find a free one, so just sitting on the floor. But
that's the style. When I was younger, my brothers and I always thought the dream was to have two TVs in the same room. We were a simple people. And we eventually got that. And one was always on the ground, and so we could play video games and watch movies at the same time. It was great. Very fantastic.
Look at your money bags over there.
You know, I mean, we found that TV in the garbage. And you know what? It served its purpose. We were very happy about it.
You know, America, speaking of garbage.
Meatball.
I don't know how it relates to garbage, but this is a meatball section. We're bringing little tidbits. You had a good idea. I just didn't get one in time. But we've done meatball through the regular season where it's like picking things from the last week of games that are very specific, just kind of neat things to pick out. But you had the idea of doing like historical stuff in the off season, which is cool. I don't have one this week, but you do. So this is a special Merritt's moldy meatball section we got for you. So Merritt, what's your old meatball here for historical fun little tidbits from the Indians?
Eddie Joss. Somehow I fell down into a hole in Baseball Reference. Ended up on Eddie Joss. He pitched for Cleveland from 1902 to 1910. Somehow making the Hall of Fame despite not getting at least 60 wins above replacement. So we're all mad about that, obviously, right? I'm upset about that, at least. I mean, that's impossible and ridiculous. He does have the all-time career record in WHIP, which I think is impressive. But I was just kind of rooting around some of beautiful Mr. Addie Joss's numbers. First of all, did you know that he has the lowest single-season ERA for a Cleveland pitcher ever? But he actually has the second lowest ERA plus in a single season for an Indian ever. Who do you think is number one in ERA plus all time for a single season Cleveland Indians history?
At least point me in the direction. Is this one I should know, or is this going to be just like some guy? Is this going to be not Sam McDowell?
It's not Sam McDowell. I'll tell you that much. It is someone who's pitching right now. He is living, which I think is pretty impressive.
On the Indians?
He is currently on the Indians. There, I gave it away. Pretty.
I mean, Shane Bieber?
It is Shane Bieber. I just think it's amazing that we're talking about Joss logged that in 1908. Obviously, it's 2020 now. That's pretty impressive. But I actually want to talk real quick about the first home run that Addie Joss gave up in, according to this, in his entire career. In his entire career, Addie Joss, he pitched 2,327 innings. He gave up, let me get this right, 19 home runs. It was a different time, obviously. I'm gonna make you guess on this one. He gave up his first home run in 1902. Who do you think was the person who hit that home run off of Eddie Jaws?
Julio Franco.
It was Cy Young, actually. Close. Wow. But of all people, I just thought, I was like, holy crap. Like, of all the people for Eddie Jaws, a legend in the world of baseball, to give up his first home run, it was a man who made his bones pitching, of course. That was also the only time Cy Young hit a home run off of a Hall of Famer, which I thought was interesting. Anyway, it was 6502. Yeah. June 5th, 1902. I could not find any information. It looks like it was in the top of the eighth inning. It ended up losing the game for the Cleveland Bronchos against the Boston Americans at the time. I think Bronchos is a pretty cool name, and I know there was an article today on Let's Go Tribe and elsewhere about them not changing the name, but that'd be a pretty good one to go back to. Spiders, stupid. Bronchos, strange and good. Anyway, I just thought that was a pretty neat little tidbit for everyone to look at. Also, there was a guy on Detroit in 1908 named Sam Crawford. Sam's nickname was Wahoo Sam, which I think is ridiculous because he never played for Cleveland even once. And considering they had Chief Wahoo as their mascot for a long, long time, I don't know. It's a little ridiculous and unfair, quite honestly.
Was he back then, though? I don't think he was, right?
Back then? No. Back then, let me look at the name of the team at the time.
It's probably the Buckeyes. They were different. Yeah.
That would have been the Cleveland Naps at the time, actually, because Nat Lajoie was, as ever, batting third and playing second base. He was also doing that when Eddie Jaws debuted, and for a million other years as well. Anyway, neat little thing. Yeah, Cy Young hit. Was the person to log the first home run Eddie Jaws ever gave up. It's only 19 of them, but interesting stuff. Interesting, neat stuff. Eddie Jaws, pretty good. That's my rating.
That's your official merit stamp of approval. That Eddie Jaws was pretty good.
He didn't have the 60 wins above replacement, which, as we all know, is what you need to make it in the Hall of Fame. It's the rules.
Now, getting back to modern day, more depressing baseball as it is right now, I think maybe overall baseball's less depressing, but as it is right this second with everything going on, the offseason is going to be another level of brutal than we haven't seen in quite a while. if Brad Hand, that alone was like the canary in the coal mine. Like, the canary was shot and burned alive at that point because, I mean, the Indians, if they were going to decline his option anyway, and it requires $1 million payout, so instead of doing that, I'm sure they tried to get trades for him, but they just opted to put him on outright waivers, which meant anybody who claims him just takes his contract and they don't have to deal with free agency. But nobody even wanted that, so the Indians were stuck declining his option and paying the buyout. I mean, that alone is insane. I don't have a problem with them putting him on waivers like that if you're going to release him anyway. I mean, why not? It almost makes no sense not